let's talk about American Airlines and Wordsworth France. Because I know that's precisely what you want to talk about. Because it's not lost on me that while I was being admonished for using my phone while we were parked at the gate, I think some dear friend of mine, some colleague of yours from Fox News, who I'm deeply, deeply, boundlessly admiring of, mentioned that I was using my phone while we were actually on the runway about to take off, and they had to taxi back, which is not true. But while I was in the plane and we were parked at the gate, I was using my phone, and then I was asked to leave the plane. I wanted to just tell you this. It was this amazing moment, because it seemed like a scene from a really smart movie, like a Michael Mann movie, where you'd expect really smart writing and great acting, but not like some crazy, you know, hyped up TV show. It was a really wonderful moment where I registered a very loud complaint about this woman who I thought had singled me out, and then a very young Asian American woman who was actually this breathtakingly beautiful woman and very serene. I'm sitting on the plane and she walked up to me and she said, "Mr. Baldwin, would you gather your things and come with me, please?" And I just had this kind of narcotic effect on me. I was like, she just spoke very quietly and very calmly, and they threw me off the plane. "Mr. Baldwin, would you kindly collect your things, please, and come with me?" And but as all this is happening, there were probably about 7 or 8 people who had their cell phones out, and they were tweeting about it at the time it was happening. I want to thank all the people out there on Twitter who happened to make note of the fact that there were a lot of people in the first class cabin of the plane who were on Twitter at that very moment that I was being kicked off for using my phone.